Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about four bakes I have added to my recipe binder. I love to bake so much that even when I was suffering tons of inflammation problems and was completely off gluten, I just baked out of happiness for the rest of my family and would have my various gluten-free picks on the side, some of which I still enjoy. But after my big leap into uncertainty last year, a few surprising physiological things happened that now don't surprise me at all. One of them being that my inflammation response, which had become really bad with sugar and gluten, subsided in a big way. I'm still careful about not going overboard because my eyes and joints especially seem to get irritated if I have too much sugar or gluten, but it has been so wonderful to be able to enjoy, in moderation, the things I'm baking for my family. I mentioned in my February Micro Delights episode that I have been loving King Arthur Baking emails. I didn't mean for this mini edit to be a love letter to King Arthur Baking, but here we are. I have two sweet and two savory picks I want to share with you. The first is King Arthur's blueberry muffin recipe. Violet recently mentioned that blueberry muffins are her favorite, and so I went to the site hunting for a new recipe. I actually don't often make breakfast muffins, largely because I think I just haven't landed on one that really wowed me. And so as I was browsing, I was debating between the Jordan Marsh famous department store blueberry muffins, because hello nostalgia in Boston, and then also our favorite blueberry muffins. I looked at the recipes side by side. They're pretty similar, but given that I'm also trying to be mindful about balance in our household, I decided to try our favorite blueberry muffins because they use a little bit less butter and sugar than the Jordan Marsh muffins. And they use whole wheat instead of regular flour, with the recipe noting that you can't taste the difference. And you couldn't. These muffins are fantastic, totally recipe binder worthy. They have a really lovely soft crumb and are just delicious. Vi is not an over-the-top effusive kind of kid, so it was saying something that when she tried one for the first time, she said three times, "Wow, these are really good muffins." We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth, betterhelp.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. The second sweet recipe I want to share is for King Arthur Baking's Linzer cookies. Many years ago, my mother-in-law gave me a Linzer cookie punch set, and it sat in a drawer unopened for years. Sandwich cookies have always just felt kind of hard and literally double the work, and since I'm often baking to share, it's just not the usual thing I go for. But this past holiday, over my radical month of rest, I decided to lean into the extra effort, and oh my goodness, the Linzer cookies are just incredible. On my first attempt around the holidays, I rolled the dough thinner than prescribed, mostly just because I was doing it by feel, and it rendered nearly double the 15 cookie yield listed in the recipe. And they were so good that for Valentine's Day, I made another batch using the heart punch. So cute. And I did a mix of store-bought strawberry jam and a homemade beach plum jam that my beloved high school English teacher, Lucy Myers, gifted me last year. The second round, Vi helped punching out the cookies, and she found it very satisfying. It's worth noting that in the first time I made the Linzer cookies, I used cinnamon because I didn't have any lemon to render lemon zest. This time, I still didn't have lemon, but I used orange zest, and it was absolutely delicious. Now, on to the two savory recipes from King Arthur Baking. Over February break, I thought it would be fun to try making a homemade mac and cheese. It was kind of a strategic move since Laurel was home the first weekend of the February holiday, and it felt like good stick-to-the-ribs ski food. I never, ever have had a desire to taste the boxed fare that Vi eats on the regular, and so I made King Arthur Baking's garlic herb mac and cheese, and I took one bite of it, and oh my goodness, I wanted a full serving. It has a creamy sauce, buttery crumbs on the top. It is just heaven. And to balance it out, I had it with some kale salad, which was actually a delicious accompaniment. The second savory recipe I want to share is King Arthur Baking's Everything Cheddar Pastry Twist. This was another fun school break experiment, and really, how can you go wrong with cheese and everything bagel seasoning? The general concept is you roll out two circles of pastry, fill them, and then you cut from the center, I think 32 pieces, and twist them so it kind of looks like a big sun. So fun. This was another one where it was really fun to have Vi help with the twisting elements of the pastry, and it was also really good on the side of one of my big dinner snack boards. And there is a whole little mini edit on how to build charcuterie boards if you need that. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. And each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.